we'll get it.
Well, then we are now reconvened the administrative portion of the meeting. We do not have anything on consent. So we have two on discussion. We have Bell Fouche Pipeline Company. I see that Pat Fawn on the compliance side, that is listed, or Commissioner Fedorchak, or are we deferring to Pat on this?
I am deferring to Pat on this.
So Pat, are you, I see you are on the line and your mic is live, so go ahead.
Yes, good morning, commissioners. The, just a little bit of background or history on this case and for this discussion. If you remember back a while back, we had two applications from Bell Fouche. One application was for a line from Wilson, from the Wilson station to the Bolin Junction. And the commission issued an order in that case. And during the discussion about that order, the commission actually engaged staff to investigate what they had heard at the hearing. And that was that the company had begun using that line as a transmission line, had converted it from gathering to transmission in advance of the decision by the commission issuing the certificate. And so staff did do the investigation, and on May 26th, yesterday, there was a consent agreement between staff and Bell Fouche, and actually Bridger as well, that consent agreement will come before the commission at a future time, whether they want to accept that or not. But we were also investigating the second line, which was the line from the Skunk Hill station to Dickinson, and then continuing on to Dakota Prairie Refinery. And in that case, that was also a gathering line that they had converted it to a transmission line, and the commission heard at a hearing in that proceeding that it was already being used as a transmission line and before a decision by the commission to issue certificates. And that in that application, the commission has not issued an order yet. The question, and then since that time, I guess, Bell Fouche amended their application and to withdraw the portion from Skunk Hill Station to Dickinson, but they still wanted to go forward with the pipeline from the Dickinson Station to the Dakota Prairie Refinery. And then a little bit later on after that, the company filed a request to withdraw the application altogether, and the commission approved that request to withdraw the application. The question for today, and I guess as we were working with Bell Fouche on, you know, the other line, which was the Wilson to Bolin line, we came up with this consent agreement. We had the company and staff had agreed to wait with proceeding on the Dickinson line until after the consent agreement had been drawn up for the first line. Question today is, since the application for the Skunk Hill Dickinson Dakota Prairie line has been totally withdrawn, does the commission considering use of resources, does the commission want a staff to continue with their investigation on the Skunk Hill Dickinson Dakota Prairie line?
That was a long question, but it's been withdrawn, and I don't see a purpose in pursuing it anymore unless I hear something that I missed in that long question.
Commissioner Fedorchuk, I don't think your mic is live.
Sorry. So the issue, Pat, is they were out of compliance on that line for a while. So that's what you would be looking at?
Correct.
And now the line is not operational at all? Or only portions of it are?
Oh, the line in question that we were investigating is no longer being used as a transmission line. I believe it's not operational at all.
And you're still pursuing, you've got a consent agreement on which case or which line?
The consent agreement is on the other Belle Fourche line, which was the Wilson to Bolin Junction.
Okay. And that was the one that, did we recently take some action on that or within the last couple of months?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Outside of the consent agreement? We did take action on one line for them, kind of in a special meeting, didn't we?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Remind me of that one.
Yes, there was some. The company had requested that it be allowed to use, okay, so that other line that we're talking about actually goes from a Kermit station, which is farther to the northeast, goes from Kermit station to the Wilson Junction, and then the Wilson Junction to the, I'm looking at my notes here, to Bolin Junction. And they wanted to use the line from the Kermit station to the Wilson Junction as a transmission line during, you know, right at the beginning when the COVID-19 right. issue came up. So yes, we did allow them to do that in their interim while we were working through the consent agreement.
Okay. And now the consent agreement is complete and we'll be seeing that in the not too distant future.
Correct.
I guess I agree with Commissioner Christman that it's probably not worth staff's effort to go about a compliance issue on a line that isn't even operational anymore. But I would kind of like to see that consent agreement and keep this one open, I guess, until we get that all tied up, because they're somewhat all interrelated.
The consent agreement has been docketed, so that's available for your for you to look at. The case number for that consent agreement is PU-18-404.
Okay, thanks, Pat. So I guess from my perspective, I'd like to peek at that consent agreement and then I can get back to you with my opinion on your question today.
Okay, so should I get back with all the commissioners then, or should we get back at the next meeting and talk about this after you've all looked at the consent agreement for the other case?
I think you could just talk to us each individually, couldn't you? And get direction from us that way. And then if there's a disagreement, then bring it back, I guess, is how I would approach it.
So Pat, can you clarify, this relates to case number 18-405, is that correct?
The question today relates to case number 18-405, yes.
Okay, so how would we pull in case number 18-404? Because they're two separate cases.
They are two separate cases, but the company's operations have kind of all of these different movements have been somewhat intertwined. So I see them as kind of being a package of how Belfouche transitioned and adjusted its operations in this area to best meet its needs. And so I guess I'm not sure how you would, but I'm just saying I'd like to see that consent agreement. And then I'm assuming it'll be fine and I'll go to Pat and say, yep, I'm good. Go ahead and withhold any further issues on that other line, but I would like to just see it first.
Okay, I keep waiting to see if Jack's line lights up, if he wants to offer anything. Jack, do you have anything to add or shed light on?
Mr. Chairman, I believe that Brian Johnson was actually appointed to this case. And as my general understanding of this, the real question is not a matter of, I guess, compliance as much as a matter of whether we are just going to conduct the enforcement on that violation that they have found by their investigation.
Okay, my apologies, Brian. I see you were briefly green.
Yes, Commissioner. So I guess to try to simplify this, in 18-404, we've got a consent agreement that's going to be moving forward. The company is kind of just wondering, since that line has been, I believe it's been has been decommissioned and not being used, they're just reaching out to inquire on whether or not the commission wants to move forward on pursuing that violation in that case, or if we're going to basically say, yes, there was a violation, but we're not going to take any further action.
So the next step then would be to review the consent agreement in place and make a determination at that point.
That's correct. There'll be no issue with waiting to move on this one. We were holding off on 405 instead of doing it at the same time to get the format and the language of the consent agreement down so that the second one would be easier. So we can revisit this after we deal with the consent agreement in 18-404.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm sorry. Yeah, just want to be clear on how we're going forward. The last thing I heard was that we would wait to make a decision on going forward for case number 18-405. We'll wait until after the commission has acted on the consent agreement in 18-404. Is that correct?
That's my understanding, Patrick.
Yep.
Very good.
Okay, from a timing standpoint, that doesn't create an issue on 405.
It does not.
Okay. All right, that sounds fair to me then. Okay, so I expect we will see it on a future agenda, so we can move forward with that. All right, I think that concludes that discussion item from what I can sense. and maybe I'm not as effective as this as I think, but I'm looking to see who's lit up. And for anyone listening, each of us can see who has a mic and whether that mic is red or green. So when I'm stating that I see a green mic, I'm looking at my computer screen and the other participants. So we're probably having a little, slightly different look than you might have, but of course you're hearing the audio throughout. So that's the important part, that you know what we're saying and what proceedings are occurring at the time. So now, the next item, potential item, or I guess the first is, why don't we add the deferred accounting for the three investor-owned utilities that were on the regular agenda. Why don't we just start with that on discussion, have a quick conversation or whatever is necessary, however long it takes, and then determine whether or not we want to move it to scheduling as well. But why don't we start with, I think at the very least, I would like to consider an informal hearing, because I really do want to know, and I think it's important that we know what type of costs utilities are experiencing, whether they're short-term in nature or if they become long-term, just with the new, potentially what might be a new normal in terms of how businesses operate. I don't think it's going to be dramatic, but I don't know that, and I would very much like to hear from them what they're experiencing or did experience. I think the question for me is whether or not we would be ready to have that type of a conversation, you know, whether it's mid-July, end of July, 2 months from now, or even the beginning of August. And I think there are a lot of unknowns, but they did file on April 24th. I think there was a good point that was mentioned. So really we would, if we had something, for example, toward the end of July, they would be 3 months into this. And I think have a, you know, fairly good handle on what the impact has been and what they're dealing with. So we could either look at one of the informal spots, but remember we have three utilities to deal with. So if we did them back to back to back, for the sake of consistency, we do have an informal, for example, on July 23rd. So I'll just use that as a starting point. Commissioner Fedorchak, do you have thoughts? Would you like to look at something scheduled at this point in time or deferred?
I think that sounds great. Maybe we should just save that informal on the 23rd and target that. And I think that, I mean, Victor might be able to chime in, but having them back to back, or yeah, I think they have to be separate, but all at the same time, I think would be pretty efficient.
Victor, do you have any sense of, are we headed in the right direction with what you know so far?
Yeah, I think this is a good plan forward. I would agree with trying to do them back to back. I think it'll kind of help consolidate the thoughts, but agree they need to be separate because they are separate companies and they're going to have separate issues. So I can absolutely work towards that July 23rd date with the companies and make sure that works with all of them. Just with the idea we may have to take all afternoon versus what we normally do with an informal may only be an hour and a half. You know, if we're going to plan to start at 1:30, it may not be done until 5 or so, which is fine with me. I just wanted to kind of put that
out. Or we could start the first one at 1 o'clock, then go to 2 o'clock, then 3 o'clock as well. Are you thinking an hour for each one, Victor?
I would say so. It's a good starting point. I intend to...
I'm sorry, we could either go at 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30, which then in theory we'd wrap up by 4:30, which I think is absolutely fine, in my opinion. Commissioner Crispin, sure. Do you have thoughts you'd like to share?
I'm thinking it might be, they're going to have a lot of information for us. I'm thinking we might be pressed to do all three in an afternoon, but Victor thinks it's long enough. I'm okay with trying it. When we're talking about the 23rd of July, we're already a week and a half or so past the expiration of the notice of opportunity for hearing. If someone requests a hearing, which I'm kind of doubtful of, then at that point, I don't know that we would really need to do our informal right before we're doing a formal. But I'm kind of doubtful of that. So I'm okay with scheduling this. I guess if the other two commissioners and Victor all think that a few hours is enough, I'm fine with using that July 23rd date. And if anyone else thinks it's going to take longer, I'm fine with scheduling a whole day somewhere.
Victor, what do you think? Do you think if we started one at 1:30, then 2:30, then 3:30, or would we be better to go at from say 1 to 2:15 on the first, and then just stagger it so that there's a little more time for each one? Or do we need more than that?
I don't know that we necessarily need to set the times. I think maybe Jack can confirm this, but I thought in the past we had stuff kind of along these same lines. We would set the start date for the first one, or the start time, sorry, for the first one. And, you know, as long as we're starting the other two after whatever time we set. So, like, let's say we say the first one starts at 1:30, the second one starts at 2, you know, we can start that second one at, you know, if we don't finish until 2:30 or 2:45, we can still have that second one, and the same with the third as well.
Hey, Jack, is that to verify? We can do that?
We have done that in the past, but I mean, to the extent that we get really far off schedule, it does get to the point where you may have to possibly re-notice. If it's within the near vicinity, it really doesn't cause much of an issue. But to provide the opportunity for the public, at least to be involved, we should be close to our notice periods.
Okay, well, let me throw this out just to be safe and try and keep it to provide just a little more flexibility, not a tremendous amount, but if we were to start the first one at 1 o'clock, the second one at 2:15, and the third one at 3:30, that's an hour and 15 minutes. And if we have to take a little bit of a break in between because we wrap up 10, 15 minutes early, then we're more apt to stay on schedule.
Sure. Let me visit with all three companies and see what their thoughts are on this. And we can kind of set the schedule. You know, we got a couple of months between now and then. So if we're just going to reserve this date for now for that session, you know, we have some time before we actually set those times. You know, we don't have the same kind of notice requirements on an informal.
Right. So I think to be safe, then why don't we just block out, even though it's 1:30, I'm going to block out the students, block out in their calendars between 1 and 5. And we'll zero in as we get to this one.
Sure, you sound like you have an alien whenever your mic is on.
I have an alien?
Sounds like it whenever your mic is on.
Well, I don't think there's any aliens in the room with me, but you never know.
It might be those lights, Victor.
It just might be, you know? They're pretty incredible. I don't think I'm going to be doing that.
Okay, Steve, did you catch that? Can we just block out from 1 to 5 on Thursday, July 23rd for now, and then as we move through this and see how things are occurring, having more information on hand as we move forward, we can adjust as needed.
Yes, we'll block that off.
Okay. Well, anything further, Commissioner Fedorchuk or Commissioner Crisman?
I don't have anything. Thank you for your good leadership of the meeting today. It went well.
Thank you.
I do, Mr. Chairman, before we wrap up, did we need to discuss at all the potential of bringing some of our people back into their office space starting next week? I think that's what the governor had laid out as a possibility, or do we want to just hold off on that a little bit, or what kind of general plans are each of you two making? I think that the intention that was laid out when you brought that up, I don't remember when exactly that was, but was that he was urging not fully staffing, but that some could be coming back, and so I don't know if we want to discuss this another time or if this is the time, but I just throw it out.
Steve, you've been, I know you've been staying very close to this. You want to offer your thoughts?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I would like to take a look at individual job duties and see how they are performing, through the telecommuting process. I know there are some instances that work better than others, and I would like to take a more comprehensive look at that and then make recommendations on either individual positions or individual people coming back. I know the governor was indicating a maximum of 50% occupancy, so yes, I would like to take a good hard look at that and get back to you.
I think one other thing that would be very good for us to consider, and I don't know how widespread this is, of course, in the agency, but in talking to other businesses who are also looking at and planning to bring individuals back, those individuals have different it's a little different world for some of them in terms of, do they still have access to the daycare that they would have had before? Do they still have access to the summer programs? And it's not just if you have kids, other things can change too. So just something to keep in mind that we'll want to know from employees that they're situated to come back whenever it is that we decide to bring them back, because there is potentially, I guess the point I'm making, potentially there are circumstances beyond their control. And I think we just need to be cognizant of that and work with the employees as necessary, if that in fact is the case. But I know it's created challenges for other businesses out there who are now starting to plan, and the apple cart, so to speak, has been, turned over.
Well, and one of the other things to keep in mind is that we may have some employees that are high risk. We may have employees who are caring for people who are of in a risk category, so we have to take all of that into consideration as well. So,
right. Okay, so Commissioner Crisman, I think Steve, do you think you would be able to, and I can certainly visit with you on it as well, but do you think by the end of this week you can have some type of a draft ready to share? Or early next week?
Probably I would be more comfortable with Monday or Tuesday next week.
Okay, does that sound reasonable to see something on Monday or Tuesday of next week? The other two?
Mr. Chairman, one thing that I've been mulling over, and I like sort of where you're headed on this, but this was kind of an unprecedented forced exercise. It's like a, what was it? It's just an exercise in telecommuting. And I think that it bears some analysis and discussion with staff about what worked, what didn't, what works, what doesn't work, what the pros are, what the cons are, and just to really be able to learn from it. And then we might learn some things that we could use to, you know, determine how we move forward. If we have, you know, it's the whole paradigm of everybody works in the building, I think has been questioned a little bit. And we have an opportunity now to see, do we go back to that assumption that that's the best way? Or do we have the opportunity to consider, I'm not saying even implement, but at least consider what some of the pros might have been for this, and maybe there's some type of a medium or new schedule that allows for both home and in-office work mixture if some staff like that. I'm not saying that I think that's a good idea yet, but I would like to capture the information from staff so we could analyze it and see if that's a model that we should consider in the future.
No, I couldn't agree more. In fact, ironically, I was on the air yesterday and I was asked that question by the host, whether or not, basically how has it been to conduct business in the world of COVID-19 and through a pandemic. And we're definitely on the same page. I said it's a great opportunity for us to look at what could certainly be new efficiencies going forward. And we have fantastic staff, without question, currently. I'm thrilled to have everyone on board. But at the same time, we'll have turnover in other businesses. We have to keep in mind are also going to be looking at this in a similar fashion. And we want to remain competitive from the scheduling standpoint. While I also would not advocate everyone just works from home now, or half the staff does, half doesn't, but I could definitely see schedules where someone is in the office 3.5 days a week, or at least exploring that and telecommuting. But the part that probably excites me the most when we get into scheduling and some of the challenges we've had in the past, I have no problem, frankly, if I'm on a business trip at a convention, calling in for 90 minutes out of that trip and conducting a meeting that we might have that day and still being able to accomplish the business at hand, but doing, you know, calling in remotely and working that way, I think we'll find fewer conflicts because of that. So I think that's an exciting thing from the scheduling standpoint, because it gets pretty crazy at times, you know, in terms of trying to fit these things in. Commissioner Crispin, thoughts?
Well, this is kind of the direction that I hoped to go and just get some feedback, so we have discussed it. I think what I like most is having our executive director, you know, kind of work on putting a plan together in consultation with employees and directors and seeing, you know, which are some of the positions where we're finding that, you know, face-to-face collaboration is important enough in their positions to where, while we're getting by, we're maybe not getting everything that we could if they were allowed to be face-to-face, and also which ones where it's just working just fine and for at least a while longer and maybe even permanently, a work from elsewhere solution is the right one. I don't think we should even push it too hard. I wanted to get the conversation started here in that next week was the date that was thrown out. I don't think even that we need to be pushing for like a report back by Monday or Tuesday. Now, if there is someone that specifically, or a few people that specifically, it's clear it would be helpful and they're willing to come back in, I'm okay with that part of the report. But for example, I've had a couple of staff meetings with people that work in my portfolio areas. And we have a couple more left, including the one where it involves the most individuals, and that's the reclamation department. That's Monday afternoon. And I intend to talk about it with them and get a feel for how they feel it's working out. And so to expect that Steve will have had a thorough evaluation of that, and like I say, it does involve quite a few of our people, by Monday or Tuesday is probably pretty fast. So I don't even want to push the timeline of that so much. I think with this discussion, we're going in the right direction. So I guess my bottom line is, if there are people that we're aware of who would benefit and the agency would benefit by having them back in starting next week, I hope Steve will let us know that and probably just go ahead and carry it out, but that he will not drag it out too long, but in the coming days or week or two, kind of come up with a report that we can make plans with, you know, for the coming month or so.
Yeah, I'd still like to see a draft. Tuesday, a general framework. And it's not, because I think we're going to want that document or that in place, because then as we test the waters, so to speak, we'll find out if there are other, you know, extenuating circumstances we need to take into account, or any particular individual circumstances, again, beyond their control. And then, you know, it's a starting point. I don't think we need to be able to lock everything down without then going back to the different employees and to make sure that there's not a reasonable request on their end, again, to address an extenuating circumstance that they may be dealing with. So, Steve, are you still good with something on Tuesday as a starting point?
I think you said it correctly. A good starting framework, obviously not 100% on every position and every individual, but a good starting framework should be doable by Tuesday. And I think that's a good starting point for analysis going forward.
Yeah, then we can have a discussion surrounding it, and we're all probably going to see it maybe just a little bit differently in terms of what we may want, or maybe we see it the same way, but it gives us a little bit of flexibility. Is June 11th, is that the date that we can start bringing some folks back?
Actually, I believe June 1.
Was it June 1?
If we so choose? I think okay. That's my recollection.
All right.
Steve, I'm cool with the, you know, kind of a first take on what our plan is for Tuesday, but I would like to see a more like formal survey of the staff with some questions that all are asked and have a chance to respond to as it relates to this. So that we are really intentional about getting that feedback.
I agree.
Cool.
Yes, whatever we do going forward, it has to be in concert with not only the commission, but our employees as well.
All right. Is there anything else for the good of the order? I don't have anything else to add to scheduling or discussion, but Commissioner Crispin, you have something further?
One more thing, and I don't think it'll take as long. I authorize Esther to sign documents for me today.
Well, that is right. Good catch.
You beat me to it.
I would authorize Shelley if she's in the office.
Okay, and I would authorize Steve is John in the office all day.
Yes, he is.
I would authorize if it works for John to sign.
Thank you, commissioners.
All right. I don't believe we have anything else. Everyone have a great day. We are adjourned.